everyone. This is Mistress Brighton of EnchantrixTees.com, and the title of my new blog post is Face Sitting in Panties for Pussy-Free Losers. Now, I know that that could be taken as I make you wear panties while I'm sitting on your face, but that's not what I'm talking about. You know what I noticed about so many so-called submissives is that you have these like preconceived notions of what you think submission is and what you want to do as a form of or active submission and what you're interested in, how you want to serve. And that's not how femdom works. That's not how DS works. You, if you're like a true submissive, have to be ready to serve as a true submissive by doing whatever the dominant wants, and it may not be what you want. And you may not be allowed to suggest. Honestly, I blame that on like femdom porn. There's nothing against femdom porn, and there are some femdoms that enjoy having their pussy licked. However, if you think any dom, and I mean any dom, would just allow you to lick her pussy, you've been watching too much femdom porn. That's not how it works. So we'll get to the whole face sitting in panties in a minute. But first, here's a mind-blowing elixir of truth for you. Not every dominant woman wants you touching her, let alone licking her. That is a huge assumption and error in judgment on your part. If you think that suggesting to a woman that you'll lick her pussy is being submissive, that's not being submissive. That's being a man. That's just being a man. Like, oh, I want to lick your pussy. Like, yeah, like, you're old enough for your wants not to hurt you, buddy. Okay? Just no. No, please, no. Stop doing that. Please stop doing that. Please stop assuming that women want you to lick them anywhere, let alone touch them. I know this blows your self-serving, very self-serving, fantasy of eating pussy out of the water. And you're welcome. That's literally what I'm here to do, is basically tell you to your fucking face that your fantasy of submission is bullshit, because real submission is not that. So yes, you're welcome. I don't really give a flying fuck what you want. You're inferior. Your brain lives in your dick. You literally think with your fucking penis. So what you need to understand, what I want you to get through your fucking head, is that not all women enjoy cunnilingus. Gasp! Oh my god! Women don't enjoy cunnilingus? Yeah, I hate to break the news to you. Some women don't like it. It's a personal thing. And they may not want you licking them. They may think that it's fucking gross. And they might like other forms of pleasure. And so there you go. Not all women enjoy cunnilingus, and definitely not from a man. Okay? You have to be really, really fucking careful when you're suggesting that you want to lick a woman, because she might be disgusted by the thought. She might look at you and think, oh my God, he looks like he has bad breath. Why would I want you licking me if your breath smells like raw sewage? So seriously, please stop fucking doing that shit. It's fucking annoying. So anyway, even submissive men seem to have this weird expectancy and ego that they can please a woman with their tongue and that all women want them to do that. What you forget is that even if a woman does like eating pussy, it's a privilege. And it's weird and goddamn fucking cringy when you tell a dom, a dominant woman, assuming that you're, oh, I'm going to make you come. I'm going to lick your pussy. No, stop it. That's, ugh. Please don't. Honestly, that type of egotistical expectancy turns me off. Don't get me wrong. I actually do enjoy cunnilingus. I love face-sitting. Preferably with someone that I actually fucking want to touch me. That person is not you, a stranger on the internet. Okay? Which is why when I say I'm gonna sit on your face, that doesn't necessarily mean that your mouth will be in contact with my precious pussy. You might find that you've been denied that privilege when your tongue is licking a wall of fabric. I mean, who the hell do you guys think you are anyway? You don't lick anything. You don't touch anything. And you don't do anything as a submissive unless your mistress gives you permission. What a woman finds pleasurable may vary from person to person. Assuming you know how to please a woman will be your very first failure as a submissive, because you don't. You don't know how to please all women. You don't know what all women want. So that's why it's your job as a submissive to find out what she does want. I personally take pleasure in humiliating subs. I'm a sadist. I get off on my own time on other things, but humiliation is kind of my thing. Humiliating subs is like the greatest sadistic bliss, is kicking you fuckers and then laughing about it. So the first thing I do to you self-righteous fuck twats is, in the case of men, I teach you that you have no power here. And I love face sitting in panties. That's face sitting while wearing panties for that reason. It takes your pussy privilege away and your oxygen at the same time. When you fuckers don't need oxygen anyway. You also don't deserve pussy. And if you have a panty fetish, I mean, it's not a total loss, now is it? I believe that face sitting, along with being turned into an object, is one of the most subjugating things you can do to a sub. While you're underneath me, you may not get to lick me, but you get to breathe in my personal brand, all covered up in my skimpy, sexy panties, which you can sniff the crotch of while I'm smothering you. That does two things. One, gets you addicted to my scent. Two, denies you and humiliates you just enough to let you know that you're not worthy of my bare pussy. You don't even get to look at it unless I allow you to do so. Are you fucking dumb? So, you really want to taste me? Like, you've read all of this and you still really believe that you should be allowed somehow to taste me? Well, I'll tell you what. So once you've passed out a few times for me sitting on your face, yes, I am going to sit on your face and smother you until you pass out. I might reward you by standing up and pulling the fabric of my thong to the side of my ass. You can lick that. You can lick and eat my fucking fart hole. Since I know you dirty fuckers just love ass devotion, you can tongue my ass, but you still get no pussy. Honestly, I think the world would be a better place if women just stopped fucking men. You guys don't deserve it. You think you're God's gift and you're more like a fucking pain in the ass that nobody wants to deal with. Don't get me wrong. I think men are great sometimes. Maybe not all men, okay? So not all men. Isn't that a hashtag on Twitter? So just as an example, Boy Toy and I have a great sex life, and he has pussy privileges for a reason. And no, it's not just because he has a big dick. You can have a big cock and still be denied and humiliated and pussy free. There are actually subs that are like fucking hung I've seen a few of them. So that has its perks if you're into like penetrative sex. No, but seriously, he has pussy privileges because that works in our relationship and because he respects me and because he respects my boundaries, which some of you fuckers absolutely have no goddamn clue how to do or why it's so disgusting when you behave the way you do. So that's why you're pussy free. So here you go. You're crying into your cornflakes because Mistress Brighton just told you that you're not good enough to eat pussy, let alone worthy of eating pussy, eating her pussy. What to do? What to do? Well, duh. You call me. I will knock some sense into you for $2.75 a minute. And I will destroy that idiotic ego of yours and sit on your face in my panties. You never know. One day when I'm bored, I might let you worship my pussy. I do love human chairs. And all of this is not to say that I never allow anyone to worship my pussy with their tongue. If you're a sub and we have that kind of relationship, then yeah, I will totally do it. Just don't assume that you're going to get to, is basically what I'm saying. Don't think right automatically off the bat, oh, I'm going to get to lick her pussy, because you're not. And then I'm going to laugh at you because you're a fucking moron that you thought that. So anyways, here's the number to call me, 1-800-601-6975. You ask for Mistress Brighton. If you would like a custom audio of me laughing at you and programming your pussy-free loser ass, go to my custom audios page. The link is on this blog post. You go to enchantrixtees.com to read it. And I will get you, if you send me a script, I will get you your, I'll record your very own personalized humiliation audio. And before I sign off here, don't forget, it's Strap-On Femdom March. Please check out the Strap-On Femdoms. Check out the site. Browse the Strap-On Mistresses. Read some of the essays. And I hope you've enjoyed this post. And I actually do hope that you're very sadly disappointed and crying. Bye!